This is the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Alan David Tucker, Crystal Pools, Express Lube and Car Wash, Watermarks Printing, and by Mellow Mushroom. And now here is your host, Drayton Hogarth.
Welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location at Mellow Mushrooms in St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Sunday nights at 6 for the entire season. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Crystal Pools, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Alan David Tucker, I-95 Toyota, Express Lube and Car Wash, Watermarks Printing, and by Mellow Mushroom. And now joining us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terrors, Rocky Hidalgo. Welcome, coach.
How are we doing?
Well, it was a special Saturday night matchup with Glenn Academy and crosstown rival Brunswick High, but it was the Terrors that triumphed, a very entertaining 35-28 victory to retain the city championship trophy and keep it home for the third straight season. Congrats, coach.
Thank you.
First and foremost, before we get into the games, with all the craziness of the storm, did the Hidalgo household make it out safe and sound?
We, for the most part, we did. We had a little leakage in the roof and a little damage to the ceiling and the living room and the laundry room. But all in all, under the circumstances, we will call that one a win. Just very fortunate that everybody's home pretty much made it okay. I know some folks got some trees down on their houses. That's unfortunate, but I think all in all, we're very fortunate that Matthew could have been a lot worse.
Definitely could have. What kind of practice schedule were you guys able to implement with evacuations and all the weather going on?
It was crazy because, we got back Tuesday. Tuesday was the first day the county said that we could get some work together. So we practiced Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock. We had about probably 55 kids of the 145 we usually have. On Wednesday, we had probably about 70, we were still missing two or three starters. We had all our starters back on Thursday and ended up with just about all of our kids, with exception of freshmen. We kept the freshmen loose, but all in all, by Thursday, we had all of our kids, so we were fortunate with that.
That extra day was pretty beneficial then, I guess, huh?
Well, we didn't pick up an extra practice because we couldn't practice Monday, so same practices, and we just kind of had to make do with what we had there.
And despite all the distractions, I imagine the team's pretty easy to get them to focus on with the rivalry game coming up?
Yeah, it was. I think our kids showed up, and I knew they would be prepared to play. I think, during the week, you've got some crazy schedules, and kids were having to help clean up yards, and I mean it was a difficult time for everybody. I think we managed as best we could. We'll take it.
Yeah, sounds good. After everything that went down, how special was it just to get back to football, get on the field again?
Well, just to get to like some normalcy in your life. I was watching the Northside Valdosta game Friday. The storm was hitting. I'm sitting here going, gosh. Said a little prayer and just kind of prayed to God that he let us get a chance to get back on the field and play football in 2016. I was really concerned that we were going to get this 11-foot storm surge. Something like that could have been transformative for our community. I saw what it did to, Katrina did to New Orleans. I'm from Louisiana. It really changed a lot of neighborhoods and schools down there that people moved away. Their houses were destroyed and never came back. And, there was a certain part of me that was really worried about that. If you have a big surge like that and nobody has a place to live down here, they go get jobs somewhere else and you just change the whole community. And, we really like it here. We love living here. Didn't really want to kind of come back to the same place that I left. And so I'm very happy that we had a chance to do that. With the exception, everybody was missing a few trees here or there.
Right, right. And it was pretty awesome to see the turnout Saturday. I thought it was a great turnout, especially the Glenn Academy fans really showed out. Probably had more than the Brunswick High side, even though they're sitting on the visitor side.
Of course we did.
But you've always said, the run game is kind of your foundation for everything your offense does. The Terriers really seem to attack the middle of that pirate defense.
Was that something that you kind of saw in film study, or was it an effort to wear down the defense, or maybe a little bit of both?
Well, you know, we always go into a game, and because of what we do offensively, we always get something a little different on Friday nights, so there's no guarantee that we're going to get the same thing that we see on tape, because everybody has a special way of playing the option. And so when we show up on Friday night, it's almost like we got to run some plays and kind of see how they're trying to play us, and then Coach Hart gets an idea of how they're trying to play the option and call the plays accordingly. But they have to account for the dive portion, which is we run multiple run schemes, which are where we hand the ball off to Kendall. It could be off the power, could be off the belly, could be off the inside zone. So there's a lot of different run schemes there. Then you have to account for the quarterback keeping it, and then the pitch phase. And to do that, you generally have to pull somebody off the dive phase, and that's what they did. You remove a guy from the dive phase, and now we've got good numbers in the box. Our offensive line did a nice job getting a hat on a hat, getting some movement inside. They got a big offensive line, a defensive line, very good defensively. But we played really well up front, knocked them around, and ran the ball in the interior of their defense.
Yeah, certainly. This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Kendall Cross, of course, was named player of the game, had 190 rushing yards. Kendall's really stepped up his play. It seems like he plays better the bigger the game is. Talk a little bit about Kendall's season and also his development kind of over his career that you've seen as he progressed. Since you've been here, he's kind of really come into fruition.
Well, you know, when we first got here, he was a linebacker. And we played him a little bit. He started the first two games at linebacker for us. And then we moved him to cornerback, and he finished the last four or five games at corner. And then last year he started at corner and played running back for us. And this year we knew he was going to be the ball guy or bell cow running the football. You know, Kendall's—he's an incredible athlete. I mean, he's just a high energy guy, physical kid. He's really athletic. But the thing about him, he's got this passion for the game. He wants that football. He's hard to bring down. I mean, yeah. He's a load in there.
No doubt about it. Not only Kendall. Did Kendall rush for over 100, but DJ Dallas also broke the century mark. How did you grade out DJ's play and as far as his making the right calls and things like that?
Well, you know, I think DJ played incredibly well. You know, the one thing that you have to guard against in a game like this is a big game that the emotions kind of overrun the cup a little bit. And a guy can come in, especially a position like quarterback, and he can try to do too much, a guy like DJ. And I think, you know, DJ, that's where you've seen him from the beginning of when he started playing quarterback last year to now. He tried to make every play last year. Now he just lets the game come to him. And if the defense, if the look he gets says hand it off, he hands it off. The look he gets says pitch it out there to Randon, he pitches it out there to Randon or Tyler or however that works. And he just distributes the ball very well. He played within himself, did the things he was coached to do. Very few mistakes out there. As a whole, I mean, he played an incredible football game and distributed the ball where he needed to be. And as long as he plays within himself and takes what the defense gives him, we've got a chance to move the ball with just about anybody.
Right, no doubt. Seemed to be a little extra talk, I think you kind of alluded to it, between the players from each school. Do you take time to make sure players don't get too heavily involved into that, or just kind of let things play out?
No, I tell my kids that's a waste of time and energy. You don't get points for it, and I'm very specific that you know, we don't. I talk to them all week long, as they need to stay off social media. I know people try to antagonize them, and all my kids aren't innocents. I know that, but that's something that, you know, people try to antagonize us and provoke us. I told them to turn their phones off, delete those Snapchat accounts. When you get in the game, that's wasted energy to engage in those things. All it does is distract you from your job, your purpose on the field. And I think our kids, there was a lot of that going on, but I think if you go back and watch the tape, our kids really just ignored it and went and did with the things they were supposed to do. And you know, there at the end when we won the game, it was disappointing a little bit for, you know, I spoke with them afterward, that we never want to revel in somebody's failure. We want to enjoy our success, and so we need to do a better job of that. We want to have character, not be characters, is what I tell them all the time. But, you know, I think our kids were celebrating or excited to win the game, but we don't need to project that toward Brunswick High. We need to be at our fans. We need to celebrate with our fans, not at other people. So we addressed that with our players. I think they understood that. And, you know, it's a very emotional thing. There's a lot of stuff we said going up to the games. You know, kids wouldn't shake hands with us before the game. And that upset our kids because, right. I mean, first and foremost, you know, I try to teach my kids to be sportsmen, to be good people, good players, and have character on the field. And that really bothered our players that they weren't willing to shake our hands at the handshake at the coin toss. So I told them, if it bothers you that much, win the game.
Right.
I did.
That's the best way to answer it. More to come on the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
That laid-back island atmosphere and great pizza, what a combination. And you will find it at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's. $5.99 lunch specials that include your drink. Enjoy the best patio on the island and beat the heat with the cool, damp breeze of the patio misters. Don't forget your furry friends. The patio is pet-friendly. MellowMushroom.com and like Mellow Mushroom on Facebook at St. Simon's Mellow.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explorer with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location from Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by Mellow Mushroom, I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, your Red Terror defense played pretty well, I thought, Saturday, and forced the Pirates to make play after play to score on drives. They didn't give up too many big plays. How would you assess the play of your defense from Saturday?
Well, you know, I think overall our kids played hard. There's some things we could have done better. Just here and there. We didn't fit on the ball very well a couple of ways. And then the long play off the bubble, we just didn't play that play very well. Our fit on the ball, our pursuit angle was not very good from the secondary to two safeties and cost us a point. And that's a play we can't give up. And literally, we just spoke to the kids. We're about two scores. Make them drive the field. They can't get – don't give them a big play and the game's over with. And, we can't do that in that situation. It's a tough game. You know, we battled with some really tough field position all night long. The punt issue with the punt. We had the punt shank the punt, and
right.
So it's just one of those things where, all in all, I think our kids played hard. We went out, made some stops when we had to stop, did enough to win. Sometimes you have games like that. I mean, they got a lot of talent.
Right.
They got 11 or 12 guys who have offers to go play college football. I mean, they've got a lot of talent. Good back, really good offensive line. Big wide receivers, and they played their best game against us on Saturday night, and we came out on top. And we didn't, we can improve on what we did, but I'm pleased with our effort, our performance, and we're going to fix the things that need fixing and move on and beat Richmond Hill.
Right. Yeah, I think we had mentioned before or talked before about Brunswick is probably most likely the most talented team on the schedule. At least to this point, for sure.
I'm not sure there's another 6A team that has just more kids. I mean, more talent than those guys. They've got a lot of players. They've got a good football team.
Right. How did you feel like your defensive line? It seemed like they did pretty well, but holding up against that massive Pirate offensive line.
They did fine. They hung in there. I think couple things. We didn't play a couple of blocks very well. Some turnout blocks, the way we really wanted to play it. We didn't play it exactly like we wanted to play. But, I mean, it's a war in there. I mean, they're in the trenches duking it out. They played hard all night long. I thought Devin Roberson played a really, really good game. Made a lot of plays. But he played really, really well and made some big stops for us that got us off the field.
You're listening to the Rocky Dog and Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Your defense, it looked like they tackled well on the night against some explosive playmakers, like you say. Is that kind of a product of some extra rest, or did you guys work on some fundamentals maybe during the off?
I think we tackle pretty well all the time, to be honest with you. So I don't think it was anything that we did. They have good players, and our kids tackle well. I mean, we work tackling every day, 5 to 10 minutes every day. It's a priority for our kids, and they ran around and hit the guy with the football. We're going to do that.
Right. I think your special teams may have been the overall difference in the game. Obviously, you had the first kickoff return, but after that, the decision to go directional pop-up kickoffs kind of eliminated any further returns. Have you seen the return on the play? Was there a breakdown anywhere, or
well,
just a good play?
Yeah, you know, we had the wind on our side. We were trying to kick deep left. We want to kick it all the way outside the hash. Really outside the numbers out. And we felt like with the wind, Jack, we could push it in the end zone. Jack just, you know, he mishit the ball. It just happens sometimes. That's his first time. It is a big game, and I'm sure he's a little nervous in that situation. It was, you know, probably the worst possible kick we could get, a line drive to Sean. And Sean's a really good player. But he did a good job. He came back and did his pooch kicks, did those really well. We had a chance to get one and missed it. You know, they didn't catch football, and we had two guys standing right by it. We hit the ground, didn't recover. But all in all, you know, I think for the first time, our first rodeo, he went in there in a tough situation, did a nice job.
Right. And Delaney, you did mention the shank punt earlier, but he couldn't have kicked that last punt any better to make it just a very difficult drive from the 4-yard line. Was rugby stop kicking, was that something he showed a knack for, or was that something that you kind of brought to him?
Well, we usually rugby style with Banks, who's a righty, and unfortunately, the change in the game, Banks' brother was getting married in Macon, and it was just kind of one of those things where, I mean, it's one of those things that he's got to be in the wedding. He's in the wedding.
Right.
I told his dad that I'd hire a fat kid to stand in for him. Nobody knows the difference. And he didn't buy into that. He didn't believe it. So, and then John Henry Butler was doing all of our solid punts and our right rugbies. We had been working with Andrew. Andrew could really punt the football. We'd been working with him on his rugby into the left. Nobody had seen us do that. So I knew I was waiting for a time like that when we really needed to have one on the right hash. We could drive it down. Mm-hmm. And Andrew did a nice job coming off, kicking that ball to the left side over there. It got it down to the 5-yard line. He did a really good job. He looked like Frankenstein kicking that ball. He's about 7 foot tall back there. Watching on tape today, it was like Lon Chaney. He's got bolts in his neck in front of that ball. I'm going to give him a hard time tomorrow, I say.
Oh, man. On that note, we'll be right back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Need an attorney who specializes in personal injury and criminal law? Alan David Tucker. He fights for the rights of the injured and accused, located next to the waterfront at 9 St. Andrews Court. Since 1982, Alan David Tucker has been practicing law in the Golden Isles and helped thousands of people just like you solve their legal problems. Give Alan David Tucker a call. Proud supporter of Glenn Academy Athletics, 912-267-7123, and let's go Terriers!
Let's face it, life is busy. Now admit it, you need R&R. Now think of your pool. Does it remind you of being busy? Or the R&R you need? Well, if you answered busy, let me help you out a little, and I'll make it plain and simple. Have yourself added to Crystal Pool Service's weekly service route, and they will maintain your pool for you. And put it back into perspective. Get your pool back on the R&R side of thinking. Call Crystal Pool Service today, 262-9260. Crystal Pool Service. It's your pool. It's our business.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
The best print shop in Glynn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
Welcome back to the Glynn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Alan David Tucker, by Crystal Pools, Express Lube and Car Wash, and by Watermarks Printing. Coach, things won't get any easier for the Red Terrors. They will head out on the road to face an undefeated Richmond Hill Wildcats team of Coach Matt Lazotte. What can we expect to see from Richmond Hill?
They've got a tremendous amount of skill on the offensive side. They're a spread offense, and they run the zone read, and they pull the ball and throw the ball out on the perimeter all with a quarterback action. I mean, they've got a lot of skill. I mean, and they've got four or five guys who can take it to the house at any point in time. The quarterback throws the ball really well. Get man coverage, they throw the ball downtown. They've got a good football team. They're 6-0 for a reason.
Right. Looks like the Wildcats quarterback, Casey Green, number 13, seems like he's making really good decisions with the football by virtue of a 9-3 touchdown-interception ratio and over 1,100 yards. Have you seen similar thoughts on tape?
He's a good player. He gets rid of the football in a hurry, and we're going to have to do a nice job of kind of getting the hip pocket of the receivers, mixing up some zone and some man coverage and getting some pressure on him with some blitzes, but also with some pass rush games.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like Green's top target appears to be Sam Jones, wide receiver number 10, 515 yards, and also Justin Jeffrey leads the team in touchdowns with four touchdowns. Maybe he's a red zone target, I'm not sure. How do they stack up athletically compared to what Glynn Academy has faced so far this season?
They're very comparable to a lot of those teams. I mean, I think if you look at their skill players on the perimeter, is as good as anybody we played. They're a very dangerous team. They're going to have to show up, play well, and that's going to be tough. I mean, you just played the biggest game of the season, and we got to turn around and play another big game this week and turn around in 4 days and play another big game. So, our kids are going to be mature about this. We're going to have to handle ourselves very well and get back in the groove and understand that, there's a lot of football to be played in this season.
Right. Of course, you mentioned the Effingham game. That was postponed from the week before. That has been updated. Schedule, tell us a little when that game will be played.
We'll play on Tuesday, October 25th at 6:00 in Glynn County Stadium. So it will be Tuesday night football for everybody, and you don't have anything else to do. I think Brunswick plays Monday at Bradwell, and so if you're a Glynn County football fan, you get three Glynn County football games that week. You get Brunswick twice and the Red Terrors once.
Do you have any concern about so many games in what, eight, 9 days or so?
I mean, it is what it is, man. You got to do it. There's nothing. It's not exactly what you want to do, but right. I mean, we got to get the games in, and this hurricane is all Hurricane Matthew's fault. So don't point fingers at me.
Is this something you kind of challenge your team? Say, hey, tough, get through this stretch and kind of get ready for the playoffs, or just kind of maintain your same mindset and go to work?
Look, I mean, we set out at the beginning of the year to win a region championship. We're going to have to win these games to do it. These teams have to play Friday night and turn around and play again on Tuesday. So it's, it is what it is. It's we're just going to have to get done. And I don't think it's a change of mindset. It's just, our goal is to go win all these games, and that's what we're trying to do.
Right. This is the Glynn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Defensively, the Wildcats, what are they kind of? What's their kind of base formation, and what can we expect from them on that side of the ball?
Well, they play a lot of man coverage over there and a lot of bear front, which is going to be interesting to see how they do that with that's generally people don't play a lot of bear and play a lot of man versus option football. there are, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they do that against us. And so I'm sure they'll have an idea of how they want to defend the option. So it's, we're going to have to kind of find, see, get an idea of what they're trying to do. They also play a little 4-4, might get a little 4-4 cover 3, but, you know, all in all, it's going to be up in the air until we suit up on Friday night.
Right. Have they faced anybody that runs something similar to get an idea of what they may be doing?
No.
No.
Nah, nobody really down here does kind of really what we do with the option. When you add the option game into it, it just changes the whole dynamic of the offense. It's similar to what you try to do with the passing game, but the issue is it's just a lot easier. I think it's easier to execute. That's why we're doing it. It's a lot easier to get good at dealing on the pitch than it is on throwing the ball downfield and protection and all that stuff. So it's been good for us. We're going to keep doing it. We'll just have to figure out how they're going to try to defend us on Friday night.
Right. Look like statistically their leader on defense is Kewan Green, number 8 linebacker. Has his play kind of stood out at all to you?
Well, you know, they have quite a few good players. I think they're very good in the secondary. Their kids are very athletic. They get in the hip pocket. They run. They challenge balls. Get a handle on the balls. I think their defensive front, they're probably a lot. They remind me of us a little bit defensively. They're not the biggest team, but they run around very well. They're very active. They move the front around. They spill a lot of plays to him where they try to get him on the ball, and he's a very good playmaker. Makes a lot of tackles.
Any concern over coming out flat after the game against Brooklyn?
No, but, I mean, look, it's like this. I mean, with our kids, I just tell them up front, I mean, it's a game we've got to play. They've got to prepare themselves emotionally and mentally to come out and play this game. And you can say whatever you want about all this stuff. If your kids aren't mature enough to do that, you're not going to win a state championship. You've got to be able to show up every week and be mentally prepared and disciplined on a Friday night. And if your kids aren't able to do that, then they're not going to be able to do it in the playoffs. And that's the truth. And so I don't spend a whole lot of time talking about that with our kids. I expect them to show up Friday night and play their tails off, and I think they will.
All right, kind of an off-the-field question, and I've been thinking of it for a while, but from a coach's perspective, what's kind of been the tougher job or the most difficult job is building that dynasty of comparing what Saban's done at Alabama compared to what Belichick has done with New England?
I don't know if one is more difficult than the other. I just think they present different problems. The NFL, you've got a budget to work with. You go out and sign the players you want, you need. A lot of times you're signing people who have already established themselves in the league, so you kind of know what they can do. With college guys, you go recruit these guys. You can recruit the best players, but you're recruiting against other teams. It's in the NFL, you just offer more money because they have to pay you more money than these guys, and they sign with you. But in college, that's not the case. You have to recruit those guys, but there's no guarantee that those guys are going to pan out. It's kind of like the draft a little bit. There's some guesswork with the draft. So, you know, I think they're both difficult. I think it just shows those guys have an objective in mind. They're very, very process-oriented. They don't, when they get hit bumps in the road, they don't go and beat themselves up. They just understand that there's a process, the end game, and they just keep working toward that overall objective. When they meet that objective, they push the bar a little further, and they go for the next one. And I think that's why they built great programs and why they're able to stay on top. They're never complacent. They're never satisfied. And that success. And one thing about Nick Saban, I know this, but I know enough guys who've been around him. I bet Bill Belichick is the same way. Nick Saban, everybody loves to win. Nick Saban hates to lose. And you can see when he lifts that crystal ball when he wins the championship, there's a look of relief in his face that they won. And hating to lose is much stronger. It's a much more powerful motivator than wanting to win. I've always believed everybody wants to win, but the ones that hate to lose are the guy that kills himself on Monday to make sure that victory is a reality on Friday night. And that's, I can tell you for sure, that's Nick Saban.
No doubt. Glenn Academy will be looking to pull out another win Friday night at Richmond Hill at 7:30. Terror Nation will certainly be representing Glenn Academy proudly. Get out and cheer the Terrors on to victory. Good luck, Coach, to you and your team. Thank you for joining us for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon and join us every Sunday night at 6 for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. This is Brayton Hogarth signing off.